What is going on, everybody? Welcome back to Black Women Business. My name is Tori Chantel, and this is my show. I'm not going to keep y'all here long today. I just wanted to pop through one time for the one time to talk about something that's been bothering me. Side note, I honestly have been thinking about moving this podcast to YouTube and just leaking it to my YouTube channel, but I don't know. I started off with this platform when it was still Anchor, and then Spotify bought out Anchor, or however that went. And I don't know. I just honestly, it's just been like a thought more so, because I mean, I don't know. I just be thinking about shit. But anyway, that's not even what I wanted to talk about today. So with the kids going back to school, right? I want to talk about kids like privacy. Because I feel like a lot of parents post their kids with the best intentions, but I just feel like we got to have a conversation about it, right? Because here's the thing. Millennials, don't get me wrong. Like, we grew up without the internet, but we also grew up like with the internet. Like, we started to kind of jump into the internet in our like preteen kind of years, right? Thinking back on Degrassi, right? What was the very first episode about? The very first episode was about like chat rooms, when Emma was chatting with that guy and thought that it was like an actual kid, and then come to find out it was like this grown creepy man, you know? So it was like we grew up with that sense of like, don't talk to strangers on the internet, right? I'm not sure if schools are teaching it or not, but I feel like we need to have I don't even want to call it a course, but I feel like we need to have a class on internet safety, like a real one. And I think that we also, as adults now, because, you know, millennials, we are now the new, you know, adults, I think that we need to have a refresher. And I say that because, you know, it's so stinking cute watching all these kids go back to school. And then, you know, some of them are excited and kids are like, you know, and parents are like, oh my God, I can't believe my kid is so big. But, you know, blah, 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 blah. It's a beautiful time. It really is. Even my kids have gone back to school. Of course, I have taken a first day of school picture. Like, it's tradition. You know what I mean? Here's the issue. I don't think that some parents, and we're going to talk about this in two parts. We're going to talk about school specifically first, and then we'll talk about my second part. I don't think that parents, grandparents, aunts, uncles, you know, cousins or whatever, I don't think that y'all really understand how much danger you're putting your child in, because you are posting the child in their school uniform. Some of them have the logo, the school like logo or name on the uniform. That's one. Then two, you know, even if they don't have a uniform, y'all have them posing with these little chalkboards that have their name, their school, their teacher, their grade, the things that they like. You're posting everything, you know, every piece of information about them to the internet. And it's just like, you know, it just started to bother me as of recently. And I honestly, it's like, I thought about it before, but I never really thought about it before. And like I said, until recently, I personally don't post my children on the internet. I take their pictures. Like, if you meet me in real life, you knew me in real life, you're like, oh, let me see your kids. I got a million photos. Like, I am that mom. I 100% have a million photos. I'm just not going to post it to the internet. The people that get that photo are, you know, close family members, close friends, people that we genuinely know we're around, you know, like in real life. I'm not posting that with strangers. You know, and I get it, especially with these mom influencers, you know, these family, you know, family channels, all that kind of stuff. I get it. Like, your kids are part of like your platform, and I understand that. But it's to the point where you're literally giving away all of their details that I'm like, okay, this is a red flag. This is a no-no to me. Now, the second part about this that this one's really getting under my skin is the little ones that are being put on the internet. Kids do funny shit all the time. They say funny shit all the time. They truly have no filter, you know, because the world hasn't tainted them to dull their light, you know, to not say certain things. They don't have that filter yet, right? So they're raw in human form. With that being said, it's starting to really bother me when I see people posting their babies on the internet. And it could be their baby, you know, especially when they're in that cute little toddler phase. And it's not uncommon to let your child just run around in the diaper when you're in the house, you're not doing shit. Like, I'm not judging them for that, because I did the same thing with my kids too when they were small. But my issue is when they're in that state and they're that vulnerable and they're doing something funny and you whip out your phone because, like, look at little Susie, you know, whatever, doing this, whatever, blowing spit bubbles, whatever. But when you decide to upload it to the internet and then you press send or post, share, whatever the fuck the button says, I don't think people understand what comes with that. Because yeah, you got, you know, people that are laughing and giggling with you, but you also have to think you have this whole other dark web worth of nasty ass people that are looking at your child in a way that's not cool. It's not cool. And then, you know, the second part to that is you're essentially, I personally feel like you're embarrassing the child before they even get a chance to understand what embarrassment is. Because the thing is, you know, it's one thing when it's a family group and it's like, oh, I remember when, you know, Darnell was 2 and he covered himself in cocoa butter. That shit was hilarious. But then it's the fact that now in 2023, little Darnell has covered himself in cocoa butter. You took out the camera to record it, but you also posted it to the internet. So now little Darnell is 10 years old and he's walking down the street and he's wondering why people are, you know, throwing cocoa butter at him, because the whole internet saw him when he was 2 years old in his raw form doing just shit that 2-year-olds do, just being himself. It's like, stop doing that shit. You really be posting, some of y'all be really posting y'all kids for like laughs and giggles and likes and all that type of shit. But I really don't think that you really understand like the long-term effects of what the fuck you doing. You setting this kid up to get bullied just for, you know, temporary shit. And then on top of that, I don't think we've gotten to the point where it's really clicked that the internet is like a black hole. It's forever. You can delete something all you fucking want to, but the fact that you've already uploaded it, it can be recovered. What's not clicking? So the fact that you are putting your kid, and I mean, and we can even take this a step further, even when you punish your children and you record it, which, you know, that doesn't make sense to me either. My children do something wrong and they're on punishment. I don't feel the need to post their punishment to the internet. Nobody needs to fucking know. It's an internal thing. They're being punished for what they did. That's that on that. And we're going to move on. They're going to learn the lesson. They're going to understand why they're in trouble, why they're getting the punishment, and then we're going to move on. But if my son goes to school tomorrow and decides to act like the class clown, and then I decide to make him act like a clown at home, I'm not going to record that shit and post it to the internet. Why do y'all keep posting y'all kids' punishments to the internet? Again, to then turn around and little Darnell's now 13, and now kids are bullying him because he's going through his preteen, teenage angst, feeling himself, popped off at the mouth at the teacher. You found out about it. You went home. You recorded him, you know, getting a whooping, standing in the corner, standing on one foot, whatever the fuck the punishment was. And then you decided to put it on the internet. Why? So people can laugh at him. What lesson does that teach him? It's just like, I get it. You know what I mean? Of course, as a parent, you want to, what's the word I'm looking for? You want to, you know, capture the things that your child does, because it is memories. You know, you essentially make memories with your kids every day. You know, the days are long, but the years are short. They grow up quick. you grew up quick. You know what I mean? I feel like it because you was in it, but your parents looking at you and your family around you looking at you, you grew up quick. Even my children, I look at them now and I'm like, holy shit. Like, I feel like you was just, like, I feel like you was just born, bro. Like, what the fuck? What's going on? So I get it. You know, you want to chronicle the things that happen to your children and you, you know, in life. I get all that. I get all of that. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But I think what becomes wrong with it is when you start posting the shit for attention. Or when you start posting it outside of the, you know, the family group chat. That's when I think that it's a problem. So I don't know. I just, like I said, I'm not going to stay on here long because I actually, I have a bunch of other stuff that I need to get done before I go to bed. But I just had to go, like, I had to come through and talk about that shit right quick because it's really been bothering me. And I kind of mentioned it the other day on my TikTok, but I didn't really, like, get a chance to go in depth about it. And, you know, I didn't want to just post a 10-minute video to TikTok. But, you know, like I said, I just wanted to come through and really talk about that because that shit has really been getting up under my skin. Y'all need to quit posting y'all fucking kids like that, bro. I can see if it's a family photo, you know what I mean? I can see if you want to highlight something that they did, if they won a trophy, that, you know, they did something in academics. I totally understand why you would want to shine a light on your child and the star that they are. I totally get that. But it's just, we need to have a little bit of, I can't even think of the word. Getting tired. It's been a long day. I can't even think of the word I'm looking for, but we need to have like some sort of like boundary when it comes to that, because you're setting your kids up for failure, you know, from a couple different ways when you post them in such vulnerable states like that. Don't take that away from your kids. But that's all that I got for now. I'll be back next week with something else with a little bit more energy too, because like I said, I'm tired. It's been a very long week, but I will catch y'all in the next one. Y'all can catch me on Twitter at ToyChantelXXO, and I'll see y'all next week. Love you so much. Bye.